Mayday by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Narrated by Kenneth Elliott. There had been a war fought and won, and the great city of the conquering people was crossed with triumphal arches and vivid with thrown flowers of white, red, and rose. All through the long spring days, the returning soldiers marched up the chief highway behind the strump of drums and the joyous, resonant winds of the brasses, while merchants and clerks left their bickerings and figurings, and crowding to the windows, turned their white-bunched faces gravely upon the passing battalions. Never had there been such splendor in the great city. For the victorious war had brought plenty in its train, and the merchants had flocked thither from the south and west with their households to taste all of the luscious feasts and witness the lavish entertainments prepared, and to buy for their women furs against the next winter, and bags of golden mesh, and varicolored slippers of silk, and silver and rose satin and cloth of gold. So gaily and noisily were the peace and prosperity impending hymned by the scribes and poets of the conquering people that more and more splendors had gathered from the provinces to drink the wine of excitement. And faster did the merchants dispose of their trinkets and slippers until they sent up a mighty cry for more trinkets and more slippers in order that they might give in barter what was demanded of them. Some of them even flung up their hands helplessly, shouting, "Alas, I have no more slippers, and alas, I have no more trinkets. May heaven help me, for I know not what I shall do." But no one listened to their great outcry, for the throngs were far too busy. Day by day, the foot soldiers trod jauntily the highway, and all exulted because the young men returning were pure and brave, sound of tooth and pink of cheek, and the young women of the land were virgins and comely both of face and of figure. So during all this time there were many adventures that happened in the great city, and of these, several, or perhaps one, are here set down. Part 1. At 9 o'clock in the morning of the 1st of May, 1919, a young man spoke to the room clerk at the Baltimore Hotel, asking if Mr. Philip Dean were registered there, and if so, could he be connected with Mr. Dean's rooms. The inquirer was dressed in a well-cut, shabby suit. He was small, slender, and darkly handsome. His eyes were framed above with unusually long eyelashes and below with the blue semicircle of ill health. This latter effect heightened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?